Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. I have titled today's broadcast, Tick Tock, spelled properly as in the sound of a clock ticking. I'm well aware that Tick Tock, the name of the social media firm founded in China, is spelled differently. In fact, it's a little interesting what they left out when they respelled the phrase, two C's, which could stand for Communist China or for Chinese conquest or for carbon copy, as in a copy of everything about their users being CC'd to China, or maybe for something else, or maybe for nothing at all. But what TikTok has done is really quite impressive. You would have thought, prior to the company's launch in late 2017, that what Americans needed least was yet another social media platform. I mean, how many different ways? Email, telephone, Zoom, text messages, Usenet, Instagram, Facebook, X, Gab, the whole lot. Do we really need to communicate with each other? Surely, the market had already been saturated, and saturated by real professionals, largely Jews and others conditioned by capitalism to act like Jews, to extract the last possible tenth of a cent from all the data they gather about you, while you like and follow and chat with your friends and goggle at celebrities and influencers fine-tuned to your personality and lifestyle to keep you staring at the screen for as many hours of your life that they can possibly steal. But in comes TikTok, with an even lower and provably more accurate opinion of the American and other white cattle than the Jews. And they build a colossus of more than a billion individual downloads of their TikTok app within the first 14 months of the company's existence. More than Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram during the same period. And they've done nothing but rise like a rocket since then. Among young people, they are now the primary social medium. How did they do it? Primarily by recognizing that many, many of our people these days are dumbed down almost to the point of negritude, have the attention span of a hyperactive chimp, and thanks to Jews, are addicted to Congoid style dancing and music, and demand these as a near constant backdrop to everything they do. Know what I'm saying? Of course, there are exceptions to these generalizations on the platform, but this is how they won their position. TikTok's founders, looking at how much the existing social media giants depended on text and reading, and seeing a fast-growing portion of the population to whom reading and writing are difficult and irksome, decided to concentrate on videos. And unlike YouTube, they emphasized very short videos, in no cases longer than 10 minutes, and very often only a few seconds long, thus making their content more attractive to the cultureless worker bee people we've been breeding in recent generations who have very little time for anything but being more productive for Shlomo, and to dumbed-down folks who become bored if they have to think about any one thing for more than a quarter of a minute. And thus, they are a huge success, bringing untold billions in revenue to their Chinese parent company, ByteDance. Although the Jewish-owned and Jewish-dominated social media giants still stand. TikTok has shamed them and in some ways has beaten them at their own game. And TikTok, like all centralized social media networks, has influence over society. And TikTok is controlled by Chinese, not by Jews, and thus has broken the Jewish media monopoly. And for this sin, they are about to be punished. The Chinese power structure has similar interests to the Jewish power structure that misrules us here in the West, but they are far from identical. Both power structures are profoundly anti-white. Both seek to control what people see and hear. Both seek to limit speech. Each pushes its own fake historical narrative. Both seek to enforce a stifling intellectual orthodoxy that is anathema to free-thinking European-descended peoples. Both are deeply race-conscious, yet they characterize the self-determination of any of their captive peoples as extremism, separatism, or racism. But the Chinese power structure regards Jewish power as a competitor for the hegemony and power they seek for the Chinese elite, and thus as an enemy, no matter how much they cooperate at times when it is in their mutual interest to do so. I've read stories that TikTok has allowed some criticism of Jews and the Jewish agenda on their platform, too. If true, that's yet another reason for the recent moves against the company. This is what the proposed TikTok ban, just passed with the support of both parties in the U.S. Congress, is all about. Congress isn't proposing that the social media company known as TikTok should cease to exist. Not at all. It can continue to exist forever as far as they're concerned. But it has to change ownership. That's what Congress is saying. It can't be owned by Chinese. If the bill passes the Senate, the U.S. government will demand that TikTok be sold. To Americans, they claim. But what to Americans actually means is to Jews. Or else the company will have to shut down, and its investors and creators will receive nothing. It's all about maintaining the Jewish media monopoly. TikTok has put a big crack in that monopoly, and that's intolerable to Jews. So they ordered the congressman they own to hop to it, and that's exactly what they did, and in double time, too. The U.S. Congress hasn't been able to close the U.S. border for the last 50 years, even though that's clearly what nearly all Americans have wanted for that entire half century, because closing the border is exactly what Jews don't want. But taking down TikTok right away is what Jews do want, so that gets done, with both political parties in loud agreement, in just a few weeks. Of course, Congress can't just come out and say that we need to stop Chinese aliens from owning a big media company, since that might make some people start wondering why Jewish aliens own 10 times as many such companies in our country, and have done so for 100 years and more. So, they have to have another excuse for the ban. That excuse is their pretended concern that TikTok might send all the data that they've collected about Americans back to the Chinese parent company. And Congress is so concerned about Americans' privacy, you know. This is a transparent lie. First of all, if you think that all of TikTok's user data hasn't already instantaneously made its way to China, your naivete approaches the supernatural. This is a total non-issue. They have your name. They have your credit card info. They know where you live. They track everything you say. They know what other sites you visit and what you say there. They know where you go. They know who you know. They know your family members. They know what you like and don't like. And they might even know your darkest secrets. Both the Jews and the Chinese have some hellacious databases, my friend. Secondly, the whole basis of social media as it exists today is violation of your privacy, tricking you into giving up thousands of details about yourself and your family just so you can talk to friends, as long as you always say nice things about Jews and multiracialism, and be entertained on some online platform. Have you ever wondered just why it is that these billionaires created a playground for you to watch videos of cute kittens and Joe Biden falling down without charging you a single penny? Even though the infrastructure to do so costs hundreds of millions of dollars. Others have said it before, and I'll say it again. When the product seems to be free, watch out. The product isn't really the product. It's just the lure. You are the product. And the data on you in these hellacious databases is quite valuable. Not only do these platforms use it against you, to show you advertising carefully tailored to your susceptibilities and thus to get your money or your vote or your support for their social agendas. But they also sell your data to data brokers who then vend it to the highest bidder. If all China wanted was this data, they could just buy it from the Jews on the open market. So don't be fooled by your congressman's pretended concern that China may get data on Americans. What a joke. TikTok initially banned material promoting homosexuality, transsexuality, and other sex perversion on the platform, just like its sister platform in China did. The Chinese elite, for all their sins, are Chinese, and not just aliens in China. And they don't want their own people corrupted with such nation-destroying sickness. The howling from the Jewish press over such terrible fascism resulted in TikTok apologizing and then doing a 180-degree flip and not only allowing, in the West only, such perverse proselytizing, but actually banning any criticism of the queer trans agenda. TikTok repeatedly reshuffled its executive team, too. I wouldn't be surprised if they added a number of Jews. That wasn't enough to save TikTok, though. According to Wikipedia, quote, in March 2023, the Jewish Chronicle reported that TikTok still hosted videos that promoted the neo-Nazi propaganda film Europa, The Last Battle, despite having been alerted to the issue 4 months prior. TikTok said it removed and would continue to remove the content and associated accounts and has blocked the search term as well, close quote. Well, that was still not enough. Wikipedia continues, quote, in response to security concerns of the United States government, TikTok has been working to silo privileged user data within the United States under oversight from the U.S. government or a third party such as Oracle. Named Project Texas, the initiative focuses on unauthorized access, state influence, and software security. A new subsidiary, TikTok U.S. Data Security Incorporated, USDS, was created to manage user data, software code, back-end systems, and content moderation. It would report to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, CFIUS, not ByteDance or TikTok, even for hiring practices. Oracle would review and spot check the data flows through USDS. It would also digitally sign software code, approve updates, and oversee content moderation and recommendation. Physical locations would be established so that Oracle and the U.S. government could conduct their own reviews, close quote. Nice way to get your competitors' data for free, that. And even that unprecedented control of a private firm wasn't enough, since any process that doesn't end with Jewish ownership and/or total control is unacceptable to the real powers that be in the West. Oracle, another private company which probably made hundreds of millions by being the monopoly provider of all this oversight over TikTok, is a thoroughly Jewish outfit whose founder and head, Larry Ellison, born of a Jewish mother and a white father, is listed by Wikipedia in the categories American Ashkenazi Jews, 20th century American Jews, American people of Russian Jewish descent, and two other Jewish categories, despite renouncing the Jewish religion and having a, strangely unnamed by Wikipedia, European American father. Jewishness certainly is a strange kind of ancestry and quote-unquote religion. And so now, we have the latest move to grab TikTok for the Jews. Give its Chinese owners the final knife in the back, even after all their cooperation and bowing and scraping and even submitting their company to direct Jewish oversight, and cement, once again, the Jewish media monopoly in the United Slaves of America. But let's think again for a moment about that name, TikTok, and the title of this program, the fairly well-known expression, TikTok. Since digital communication is, by its very nature, very, very hard to corral and censor, and since new TikToks will arise again and again from non-Jewish power centers, and since the National Alliance itself is building its own media, and since decentralized, uncensorable media like Nostr and Primal.net are arising from the unstoppable Bitcoin blockchain, perhaps Jews should heed the meaning of that old expression, TikTok. Meaning not only time is passing, but also your time is running out. Tick-tock indeed.